With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I'm Haley Shipp. Producers and consumers alike are seeing soaring costs. And in an effort to get these under control, we do see both the House and the Senate Ag Committees this week holding hearings on packer consolidation. Meatpacking industry, do we have too few of packers in too much control? Ranking Senate Ag Republican John Boozman says the bigger food inflation problem is more than that. He says it starts on the farm.
Farm machinery represents a 28% increase, more than a significant increase. We're talking about animal feed, it's up 36%, natural gas up 48%, diesel fuel up 54%, and then fertilizer up 171%.
And that was 1 year through February, before the war in Ukraine fueled further price pressure. Boozman calls soaring food costs a national emergency.
When costs go up on our farmers and ranchers, it's a bad day for rural America. And it's a bad day for everyone who works so hard to purchase the food that they need, to put it on their table. And in essence, everyone loses.
Annual food inflation jumped 8.8% in March, according to the latest government figures, the biggest jump since 1981. I'm Haley Shipp. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News.